Bloomberg Magazine interviewed Jeffrey Epstein's bodyguard.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
What did he say?
And I will always love you.
Damn, my man's talking on the record? Yeah. I would be scared if I was him.
Igor Zinoviev. I was sex trafficked from Russia.
My sister was... Yeah. Me and my sister were shipped to Ocean City.
Yeah.
To Doughboy's Pizza.
Mm. This interview is... I don't know why they published it. This is just some Russian guy. And so these are the questions. By this time, you had stopped competing as an MMA fighter? Not really, actually. You were still competing? Yes, maybe I stopped already. Maybe I stopped already. Virgin Islands in Palm Beach. It was, I started working in Palm Beach. I would see him only when, where the fuck is it? And when he has to go to big jail, actually. That is verbatim.
Did
what
he say big?
Yeah.
Wait, what you just said is what is written.
Verbatim what is written in the New York Magazine. Yes, maybe I stopped already. Maybe I stopped already. Yeah, I was in the Virgin Islands in Palm Beach. It was, I started working in Palm Beach. I would see him only when, where the fuck is it? When he has to go to big jail, actually. All right. That's when he was at Palm Beach the first time. I started before working with him in New York and Virgin Islands. You were in New York also? Yeah. You drove him in all three places. In New York, I didn't drive him. In New York, yeah, driver, whatever his name was, he was like old family. I just trained with him in New York and traveled with him. And I just drove him here in Palm Beach because other place he had different driver. They're just personnel, you know, you just drive him. Somebody drive him in New Mexico. Somebody drive him in Virgin Islands, actually. I just drove him here in Palm Beach. You went with him to all the other properties? Did you go with him to New Mexico also? Yeah. You worked with him and traveled with him 24/7, so that means you were on his plane, correct? Yeah. You lived in his guest house? Yeah. You lived alone in the guest house? Of course. In Palm Beach, when we stay at Palm Beach, we have a guest house, and there's a property manager who lived there. He was working there before me. It was a Polish guy. Yeah.
He's a Polish guy.
Did he have bodyguard abilities like you? No. You were introduced to Epstein by a middleman, so how was it when you first met him? Pretty good. I never heard anything from him, let's say. It was improper, rude or something. He's always polite. Always nice person, basically. Always smiling.
Always smiling.
Yeah.
Is he just got his dick sucked by a 12-year-old? He's always in a great mood.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. What did you teach him? Basic workout, lift weights, and a little practice some self-defense? Like boxing, kicking... Was he a good athlete? He's in pretty good shape. That's like, we got an exclusive interview with Jeffrey Epstein's chef, and then they're like, what about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Like, it's a sandwich that has a peanut butter and jelly on it. And Jeffrey liked to eat these? So yes, he would have sometimes for lunch maybe, but not dinner so much. You have different meals, you see. It's a breakfast, it's eggs, and lunchtime usually a sandwich, and then dinner it's like a spaghetti meatball or maybe a piece of grilled fish. They're like, wow, earth-shattering interview with a man who made lunch. There's fucking nothing in
now,
there.
Now, Mr. Epstein, has he ever heard of spaghetti?
Yeah.
There's a video from, like, Inside Edition or something of a girl that was, like, I think she was a flight attendant on the Lolita Express.
Damn.
And or she's a woman, whatever. And she said
hold on, shut up, real quick. Did he ever talk about his case? Why was he in trouble? No, he never talked about that stuff. He never talked about any of that stuff. No. Really? No. Yeah. Exclusive. We have nothing.
Why did this guy even go on the record? Did he even know he was on the record?
I don't know. It says, like, whoever wrote this says that they interviewed him in 2015 when they were at the Daily Beast, and now he's recanting everything he said.
Oh.
So in our conversation in 2015, he describes his relationship with teenage girlfriend. So many times I tried to stop him and tried to tell him my opinion about that. He didn't listen to me. That's the reason why I'm not working for him no more. I make him do that to let me go. Do you remember saying that? And he says... It's not the teenage girls. I never see the teenage girls. I tell you, I never see teenage girls. Plenty of time when I work for him, I never see anything on proper teenage girls around him. That's what they say.
My man is trying not to get got right now, dude.
I think it's just like, you know, yeah, it could lower his profile. Here's another thing you said to me last time about Epstein and the girls you saw at his house, specifically about moments when you're trying to offer him advice about his conduct. Sometimes he tries to make joke. He'd say, thank you, grandma. I don't need your opinion. So, like, when the Russian guy was like, you need to stop having sex with kids, Jeffrey. He's like, yeah, okay, Grandpa.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Epstein really was on a hot winning streak. If you're a pedophile, dude, you're just like, okay, man, I'm going to be okay, actually.
Yeah.
He's the best, dude.
Checking back in on Igor, it's like the reporters. This is mostly this reporter arguing with him that he said or didn't say something in 2015. So then now they're saying, it's exactly what you said. I can send it to you. Here's something else you said. It could be tricky, you know. Normally, he always checks his newspapers. Nothing about me. I say, no. He say, they forget about me. And when I mentioned Epstein was being exposed for teenage girls, you said, or sorry. And when I mentioned Epstein was being exposed for messing with teenage girls, you said, I'm not surprised at all. I'm just surprised how long he can be outside the real world. Someday, it's going to call him, and it's going to be real jail. You have so much money, he can pay it off. Me personally, if I caught him doing something with my daughter or something like that, I'm not going to go to police. I'll do something else. Much worse. That guy could try to sue me and manipulate the situation with his money. That's the American way. I know he screwed up a lot of fashion girls also. That's a different story.
Jesus Christ. He laughs.
He laughs, yeah. Do you remember saying that? I remember said one thing like, if I be the father and somebody screw up my daughter, I don't give a shit how much money I have. I definitely do some bad thing. That's what I said. Before that stuff, I don't...
He's like, don't let me be on the record. I will murder anyone who fucks my daughter.
That's why he's fucking walking this back, because he told this reporter he would kill Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. Igor, I'm not making this stuff up. I was very careful. And he says, I'm really careful, too.
Right back at you, pal.
Yeah.
Also, if you're this reporter...
Also, fuck this reporter.
Exactly. Yeah. Why are you trying to fucking literally endanger this motherfucker's life?
Because here's the thing. All journalists are fucking sociopaths, and they only care about their own glory.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, so...
He's not uncovering any truth. Everyone knows Epstein's a fucking pedophile. Yeah. All you're doing is just making this man's life more dangerous.
Yeah. Reporters will endanger and slander whoever they need to get their story across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them, dude.
Unless they work at Reason, in which case they're just autistic.
Yeah.
Those are the only people.
Or arguing for no age of consent laws.
Well, that's because they're autistic.
Right.
And they're like, well, if you think about the numbers, it's like, you have to think about the people. And they're like, I don't understand.
Ah, fuck, dude.
The rest of them are a symptom of sociopathy. The Reason ones are a symptom of autism.
Shut your bitch ass.
This is him getting into a fight with the reporter now. I realize others tried to talk to you. Did he ever offer you money? Did anybody try to silence you? He says no. Epstein never tried to give you money. I wonder what he was capable of doing since he settled a lot of lawsuits. And then he says, nobody ever wanted to offer me money. I don't care about money. I want everybody to just leave me alone. Just one thing. When somebody from newspapers write and from everywhere call you me, Red Army fucking Commando, what's that mean exactly? Yeah, so this reporter's like, hey, this Russian guy that's just trying to earn a fucking living driving around the fucking pedophile.
Yeah.
Let's drag him back into the spotlight.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I mean, it works. We're reading this shit. I would click on this shit.
Yeah.
I'm clicking on all the Epstein shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's Vigo in fucking Eastern Promises.
Yes, he really is, dude. Yeah. They're about to make him go back to the old him.
Yeah. Dude, I love that picture.
Yeah, the Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, Bugs. Yeah.
I love that meme. I was talking about that the other day. I love it so much.
Igor's about to kill this journalist, dude. And he would deserve it.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Listen, what you say is between you and me. Like, this guy, like, look at the Russian guy publishing it, saying this. Listen, what you say is between you and me. And then they publish that. You have a history at this point. One night you told me, for instance.
That's insane.
One thing you told me is he got a heads up when the authorities were going to come to his house the night before. You told me we get phone calls the night before at 8 o'clock. The police
are
going to
come. Why
are
you, what's the expose?
You told me that, Igor. Want me to read the quote? Well, you can read whatever you want right now. Just don't. You can put yourself in big trouble. You said he will always do something wrong. There were some nights in question. See, it's funny. It's because, like, if this journalist got murdered for doing this, it'd be like, he told you.
Yeah.
He told you you're putting yourself in trouble. Because this isn't a pedophile. This is just a Russian person.
Yes. Which we have, you know, which we have all agreed are, by their nature, sneaky. Fuck.
Yeah, this is great. I'm telling you to give you a chance to remember because we talked about this stuff. I know it's hard. I don't know what you mean by put myself in trouble. Let that go. Seriously, let that go. Why is it so important? Are you worried about the local cops? Listen, you're really smart, and I'm not going to offer that over the phone right now, okay?
Oh, my God.
You're really smart. Like, you have no idea, please.
Jesus Christ.
What do you mean by that? I can't explain you. I can't explain over the phone any of this.
Oh, my God.
This is fucking, what is it, Naomi Watts being like, but what happened to the baby? And Vigo being like, you need to drop it. I'm just driver. You need to, you really need to drop it. I just drive car.
That movie is so good.
I love that fucking movie, dude.
It's so fucking good.
You said that last time, and we didn't talk for years. You can tell the world who this guy was. You were with him for a long time. You know what I mean? I totally understand you think he had could have had help committing suicide. First of all, I have to go right now. I have another client. Still training people? Yes, but just be careful. I'm not kidding. So what's your email so I can send you? Don't do any kind of that stuff. Just don't play seriously. Can you tell me why? I can't. And maybe I ask you just one more question. Just go ahead. Have you been talking with anyone in the government, the FBI? Have they come to you? Long pause. Great talking to you. Seriously. We talk later.
Yo, honestly, fuck this reporter, dude.
Yeah.
He comes off like such a dumb asshole. Mm.
Here's from another thing from New York Magazine. How Moscow Mitch is helping the Democrats.
Oh, my fucking God. Dude. What is the point? Why are they calling him Moscow Mitch?
I don't know, man. The world is so gay.